When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 201, Black Power Economics, Beyond Capitalism. Are you a Black Power economist? The first level or basic unit of a Black Power economic system is the Black Power economist. What is a Black Power economist? A Black Power economist is the equivalent of an economic guerrilla warrior. Whereas a guerrilla warrior's base of operations is a liberated zone, a Black Power economist's base of operations is among the general population. And whereas a guerrilla warrior's identifiable weapon is a gun, a Black Power economist's identifiable weapon is his or her wealth and intelligence. In the same way guerrilla warriors fight against the system and expand the liberated zone until they take control of the entire country, Black Power economists practice and spread the Black Power economic system until it becomes a dominant system. Assess yourself. Number one, do you think you can successfully turn your back on white America's economic system and start functioning as part of a different system of economic values? If your answer to that question is no, then it is likely you will remain stuck in this hole white power America wants black people to stay in. Number two, are you willing to sacrifice the creature comforts and forego the standard of living you have grown accustomed to? If your answer to that question is no, then you have to work on yourself. Number three, are you willing to devote as much time and energy to developing a Black Power economic system as you presently devote to your full-time job, if you have one? If your answer is no, ask yourself if you give Black Power economics your leftover time and white power economics your full time. Which is more likely to thrive and which is more likely to fade into irrelevance? Number four, are you willing to donate your skills to the development of a Black Power economic system? Your skills are part of the wealth of the black nation, and the black nation needs your skills. If you are not willing to donate those skills free of charge, then your commitment to Black Power economics is not as substantial as you think it is. Number five, are you willing to treat a sizable portion of your resources as if they belong to the black nation? If you have income, can you visualize yourself working for the development of a Black Power economic system to the same degree you work to support your family, your needs, and your habits? If not, then you have some work to do on yourself. Number six, are you afraid of white power America? Once white America deems you a threat, you will become a target. Are you prepared to go underground if necessary or to jail, even though you have not done anything wrong? If your fear of white America is likely to control you, you need to work on how to control your fear. Number seven, are you willing to follow through on Black Power economics whether or not others do so? If you are not, it is likely you will lose hope and defeat yourself. An individual in the vanguard of the Black Power economics process must function based on his or her convictions, not the responses, actions, or lack of action of others. Number eight, do you control your possessions, thought processes, and impulses, or do they control you? If you don't control them, you need to start learning how to do so. These are only a few of the type questions you need to ask yourself as you prepare for a Black Power economics reality. Once you have assessed yourself and decided you are ready to function as a Black Power economist, you need to do two things. A, start practicing what you preach in your personal life and on an individual level to the extent possible, and B, establish ties with other Black Power economists and put the call out for Black Power economists to work together.